something exciting today happened with my friend Annie. I've only known her about 6 months. We met at a mutual friend's party and hit it off straight away. We just clicked. I didn't have many friends as I was new to the area, so it was nice to have somebody to go out with. Generally, on a weekly basis, we'd catch up, meet up, have a drink, or go for a walk, have dinner. And one thing soon became very apparent. We both love sex. Although we were both straight, we always found things to talk about, different things we wanted to try, things we liked. I was more open with her than any of my other friends, and I think she felt the same way. We had quite a flirty relationship. There was often gentle stroking and touching, but nothing ever went further than that, until today. Annie called me up and asked if she could come over and raid my wardrobe ready for her date tonight. I said sure, no problem. So she got here and we had a quick catch up and then went up to my spare bedroom. Annie took her dress off straight away and I was absolutely floored. She was stood there in this red thong and matching bra and she looked so fucking sexy. She has a very curvy body and is absolutely gloriously big tits. And I found myself staring at her thinking, I'm not sure I should be thinking these sort of thoughts about my friend, but I just thought she looked stunning. I just wanted to touch her. So she was focusing on my wardrobe and trying on different clothes and decided that nothing was right, but suggested trying on the dress I was wearing. So I pulled it over my head, so I'm stood there in my black pants and bra, and we just look at each other. And I honestly can't tell you who moved first, but all of a sudden we were kissing, and we weren't kissing like I'd kissed my other friends. This was passionate. This was 6 months of built-up sexual flirtation just coming out in one go. We couldn't keep our hands off each other. She had her hands in my hair, and I had mine squeezing her ass. She slid her tongue in my mouth. And I reciprocated, running my tongue up and down over hers. It was slow and sensual and so sexy. It's such an interesting feeling kissing a woman when you've only really kissed men. Having her breast pressed against mine, her soft face against mine, her hair on my cheek. It was so erotic. And so sensual. I don't know how long we kissed for. It could have been 10 minutes, it could have been an hour. We just couldn't keep our hands off one another, roaming over each other's bodies. Somehow we ended up on the bed, lying on our sides, facing one another, still kissing and caressing one another. Somehow her leg found its way between mine and she's pushing her knee against my pussy and I'm grinding down on her and it feels so incredibly sexy. She unhooks my bra and pulls it off me and takes my nipple in her mouth, sucking on it gently, nibbling on it, getting me so fucking wet. Oh, it's getting me so hot thinking about it again. We kissed for such a long time, stopping only to touch each other, kiss each other's necks and nibble on each other's ears. Oh, and now she had my tits all to herself. She's nibbling away on my nipples, tweaking one and biting the other and then swapping over, all the while grinding her knee into my pussy. I'm getting so turned on. I can feel the wetness seeping through my panties, soaking her knee. God, I need to get a taste of her too. I take her bra off, and we're both fighting with each other, trying to get each other's tits in our mouths. Her nipples were so hard. They're small and pointy. I've got quite large nipples, so it was interesting to see the comparison. Oh, it felt unbelievable having these great big tits to squeeze and nipples to suck on. And my niece found its way in between her legs. So we're kind of grinding against each other. And the room was just filled with moans and sucking. Oh. God, we were both getting so turned on. I had to touch her. I slid my hand down and slipped it into the top of her panties. I could feel her shaved pussy. It felt just like mine. I spread her lips and dipped my finger into her juicy hole. I pulled my finger up to have a taste. God, she tasted delicious. I was so tempted to just bury my head in between her legs right then and there, but I didn't want to freak her out, so I thought I'd take things slow. Or slower. Spread her lips slightly and found her engorged little clitoris. Started stroking her gently there, all the while sucking on her nipple, looking at her face. Oh, she looked like she was having a great time. She had this sexy smile on her face. Oh, she raised her hips to meet my hand. And I'm still grinding away on her leg and stroking her clitoris, feeling her get more and more excited. She follows suit and slides her hand in my panties too. Oh, the second her finger touched my clitoris, God, I thought I was going to come right then and there. Here I was with my friend, sexy, curvaceous woman. Oh, we're fingering each other's pussies and sucking on each other's tits. God, it was one of the most erotic experiences of my life. Oh, God. I'm touching myself now, imagining it's her again. Stroking her fingers over my clit. Oh. Oh, we were both getting so worked up. She stuck two fingers in my pussy. Started fucking my hole. Oh, using her thumb to stroke on my clit. I knew I wasn't going to last much longer. I did the same to her. Oh, God. Felt so amazing. Oh, fucking her juicy snatch. Oh, while she run her fingers in mine, fucking me faster and faster. Oh, God. She's biting on my nipples. Oh, I don't think she has any idea how crazy that drives me. Oh, God. Oh, she's breathing harder and harder. Oh, God. Oh, God, this feels so good. We keep saying, grinding and writhing against each other, sucking on each other's tongues, nipples, touching and biting anything we can, all the while furiously fucking each other's pussies. Oh, God. Oh, I was the first to come. Nanny came just after me, bucking her hips, eking out every bit of pleasure she could. When we both come, we just licked each other and started giggling. And I knew there'd be more. I knew this was the girl I was going to explore my curious side with. I just can't wait for my hubby to get home so I can tell him all about it.